Blog Talk Radio.
Kim Perry.
Hey, is that you, Rachel?
Deborah Thompson.
Hey, Deborah.
How are you?
Hold on. I'm doing good, doing good. Hey, we're doing a pre-record show today. So,
oh, okay. I thought you needed it for us. That's okay. I can call you back then. I can get on out of here.
Okay, great. All right.
Okay, all right. I thought you were going to do something with me and somebody else.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show, founded to increase the national awareness of black women in the construction industry. NABWIC is the charge and takes the charge for black women to advocate for further opportunities to its members. Our mission as a core foundation is to strengthen the building blocks of new educational, entrepreneurial, professional, and social network connections. The vision of NABWIC is to build long-lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals that will provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for black women in construction and their respective communities. We invite you to call or text or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now, or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments.
Well, good morning. This is Jackie Perry, your host for the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio. And we want to welcome everybody to this wonderful Wednesday. It's the first official Wednesday in the year 2016. So we are so excited about this new year, new opportunities, and new groundbreaking achievements that all of us are going to be able to demonstrate and achieve. Well, listen, today's show is going to be an exciting one because we just don't have one specific guest, but we have several guests that are going to be joining us on today. And our topic is Making It Happen in 2016. I'm your host, Jackie Perry. I'm with J. Perry & Associates, giving you the keys to business success. That's what it's all about. And once again, I am glad to be your host on this wonderful Wednesday. And as I said, our topic is Making It Happen in 2016. And it's all about goal setting, the power of goal setting. We know how important that is. I think it was Zig Ziglar who said that if you aim at nothing, you will hit it every time. So the number one secret to success is having written goals. And that's one of the things that we're going to talk about. But here's why this is so key this morning. This morning, we've got an opportunity to encourage and inspire our colleagues as we share our goals and inspirations for 2016. We're going to be sharing our goals. We're going to be sharing some of our favorite quotes, points of inspiration, things that inspire us, and tips and strategies for prospering in 2016. And this is really important, particularly for those of us in the National Association of Black Women in Construction. One of the things that we've come to realize is the power of camaraderie, the power of partnership, and the power of mentorship. And I heard someone say the other day that as we walk this path, that some days it can be very ugly, it can be painful, there can be days that when we are doubting, we're just not really sure of ourselves. But someone said that when they were talking with one of their old mentors, they said that whenever you feel like quitting, if you're burned out, feel like you're frustrated, just remember that the person standing next to you is probably feeling the exact same way. And the only difference between you and them is what you tell yourself in that moment. So if you're telling yourself that I can, when you say I can, you're committing to a process, which includes the good, bad, and the ugly. So I mention that only to say that because so many times we are feeling the exact same things, it's important that we do encourage, that we inspire one another. And what better way to do that as we enter this year, new year, 2016. So in terms of the platform for today's show, we've got several of our NABWIC members that are on the line. These are powerful women. They're powerful in their thinking. They're powerful in their leadership, in their fellowship. They're powerful in the way they grow and build their organizations. So we're going to be sharing with each other. So we're going to focus on three main areas. Number one, we're going to have different ones share or name one of their critical business goals for 2016 and tell why it is important or what did coming year. The second area that we'll be delving into will be we're going to have folks share their specific special quote or resource or a person that serves as an inspiration to them, especially as we go into 2016. And then lastly, we're going to address what do you think will be your greatest opportunity in 2016 and how will you make the most of it? Now, there could be some other things that we'll want to share and throw out there, but those are the three key things. Critical business goals 2016, why? What difference will it make in your business for the coming year? Share a specific quote or resource or person that's been an inspiration to you. And lastly, your greatest opportunity in 2016, and how will you make the most of that? So those are our three areas that we're going to be delving into on today's call. So because the call platform is just a little bit different, what we're going to do is we're going to ask those of you that are on the line, if when you are wanting to share, if you would just press 1 on your telephone and raise your hand, that means that I will see you, and we can recognize you right away and make you live on the air. Okay? So we're going to go ahead and get started, and I see firsthand, I believe this is the master builder herself, Ms. Ann McNeil. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, and thank you so very much for this wonderful show to kick the year off in a positive way. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. Well, Ann, one of the things, and I'm glad that you are starting off again as the master builder and also the chairman and founder of the NABWIC organization, you've been one of those great inspirations and those mentors who have encouraged us to think differently, and you've inspired us to utilize resources that will help us in that. And I thought about the scripture that probably most of us have heard, Proverbs 23:7, which says, "As a man thinketh, so is he." And you are very, very good at challenging our thinking and challenging our paradigm. So please, go ahead. Give us a few words in terms of what you believe is important for this year, 2016.
Well, Jackie, thank you for the question. The first question you asked was about the business goal. And I just want to encourage all of us, even though the show is about a business goal, I would like to challenge and encourage each and every one of our listeners to set a goal in every single area of their life. Because oftentimes, as small businesses, we think we are the business. The business is our life. And so there are so many other areas we can set goals in. For example, the spiritual area, the family, the finances, the education, your health goals, your civic, your recreation, your creativity. But today's show for NABWIC is about the business goal. And your question to me and all of our callers and guests on the show today is what is one business goal for us this year? And my office for MCO Construction, we have an annual meeting, which we just had a few weeks ago, where we identified our goals for the year for the organization. And then in addition to that, each of our employees also have their goals and how they tie into the company goals. So I would just like to share that goal that I can share on behalf of the company for a business goal is to create construction management opportunities for African-American women in the construction profession this year. That's mm-hmm. my goal. And the number that I'm going to say, minimum of 25, I'd like to have 25 professionals placed this year as a business goal. The second question you asked was about a quote. And interestingly, the quote, that the description that you mentioned ties into my quote, because my favorite book next to the book is Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And so when you talked about the desires of our heart, my quote, though, is you must have a dream to have a dream come true. And that would be my quote to answer your question, because my dream for the last 20-plus years has been the formation of the National Association for Black Women in Construction to help us have a better quality of life in this business and also profit. The last question you asked was relating to opportunity. I believe very strongly that opportunities are created by us. We don't wait for them. We don't wait for somebody to give them to us. We go out and we create them. And so my for this year is on behalf of NABWIC again, is to form at least three chapters in 2016 for the year. That's three National Associations of Black Women in Construction chapters within the United States this year. So those are my responses to the questions, and thanks again for the show.
Oh, well, thank you, and thank you for sharing, and we appreciate those are goals, as we put it under the little magnifying glass there for criteria that are specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-bound, and very, very relevant based on, again, your dreams, Anne. So wishing you much success there in any way that we can support, you know, that we are here. And that's one of the things we'll keep in mind as we're sharing our goals, too, that there are those of us on the phone not only listening, but we're also here to help support and partner and move those goals forward. So I want to thank Anne again for sharing, and I'm going to move on to the second person, the last four digits of the phone number, 7528, and I believe that, Ms. Deborah Thompson. So good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Jackie Perry. How are you? Happy New Year.
I am doing fine, Deborah.
Our listening audience.
Great. Well, welcome. So, Deborah, again, you've heard the three areas that we're seeking input in. So you are live, so go ahead, and you have the floor at this time.
Well, I have a personal goal and then a professional goal. My personal goal is to launch two new either sections, divisions of my company, and reach the $1 million level in both of those. My professional goal is to work with the National Association of Black Women in Construction, and in my role as president, to make sure that we retain strong chapters and build strong areas to become chapters over this year. And as Anne always says, we need to put a number to that, and my number is at least three. We want to at least make sure that we retain and grow three already existing chapters or areas for NABWIC. My inspiring quote, a person, comes again from Think and Grow Rich, which is Napoleon Hill, and some of the other great leaders, and that is we need to create, again, the environment that helps us to grow. And in mm-hmm. Think and Grow Rich, along with Napoleon Hill, and one of my other favorites is Earl Nightingale, who says that the strangest secret is our thought. And if we put yep. positive thoughts out into the world, then we'll be good. He says, you become what you think about most mm-hmm. of the time. So that is my favorite quote from two of my favorite people. And mm-hmm. the opportunities locally here in Jacksonville, Florida, for our women, our minorities, and our community at large is, number one, to just get involved in the economic boom that is happening. I know they say that it is downsize, it is downtime, but another one of my quotes is from a gentleman, Donald Trump, who says, if you take care of the downside, the upside will take care of itself.
mm-hmm.
So as we proceed through the new year and deal with our growth and development personally, as well as financially, as
mm-hmm.
well as spiritually, I think if we keep those things in mind, we'll be fine. Excuse me for the sneezing.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing. I appreciate that. And one of the things that I believe is that, you know, we have our goals, and we're going to be hearing there's a couple more hands that are raised. You've got to sell yourself on the goal you want to achieve. And you're absolutely right, Deborah. What you have to ask yourself, what do we believe? What do we deserve? And we deserve the best. So thank
right.
you for sharing.
And the last thing I'd like to just leave with everyone, and two of my favorite political people, were Barbara Jordan and Congresswoman Corrine Brown. And
mm-hmm.
that is that you must not fear the opportunity,
mm-hmm.
because sometimes we fear opportunity and we miss it because it's
mm-hmm.
there in our path if we put everything else in place and we just need to run into it.
Right. Well, no, thank you. Thank you for that inspiration. So we're going to move on to another caller. This caller has the last four digits of the number. It's 4920, and we'll ask that you identify yourself. And, again, you've got the floor. Okay, you have the floor now.
Yes, Jackie, good morning. Happy New Year to everyone. This is Wayne Barclay from Blue Digital.
Wayne. Good morning.
How's everything? I hope you had a wonderful holiday so far.
We
so
sure
for
did.
You know, all the I've heard some great things from Mrs. McNeil and the lady from Jacksonville. And as far as a quote, I just pulled something, you know, from I just Googled something, which I think is very appropriate, you know, kicking off the new year. It says, nothing is impossible. The word itself says, I'm possible. You know, so impossible says, I'm possible.
Mm-hmm.
So anything is possible if we, you know, stick to it and we have a plan and we execute it. So, yeah, my goals for the year is obviously I want to grow my business. I'm looking, you know, to grow my business at least 20%. Last year we had our very best year ever, so thank God for that.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as spiritually, you know, just to, you know, stay in God's favor, you know, in everything I do, give him the glory. I think that is important because all things are possible if we believe. So
mm-hmm.
That's my spiritual goal. And as far as in terms of NABWIC, my goal of, you know, also being, you know, more involved this year in NABWIC as an organization and trying to help fulfill the goals and objectives of the organization. I'm also involved in a couple of other organizations, networking organizations, which, you know, it's a lot on my plate, but I look at it as an opportunity of professional growth that will allow me and help me to achieve all my other goals. So there's nothing wrong with professional growth and spreading yourself in areas that will help you develop yourself. So that's my thoughts for the new year.
Great. Thank you, Wayne. Thank you for sharing. And it's good to hear, too, that in addition to the business goals that we have, that, again, all of us have our individual passion and commitment towards this organization as well. And it's good to hear that our goal setting for the year includes NABWIC. So that's great. And, again, thank you for sharing, Wayne.
You're welcome.
All right. And at any time, too, if there's anyone who wants to ask a question, even though you may not necessarily want to share your goals, et cetera, you may have a question of clarification for any of the individuals who's already gone before, or maybe, again, there might be something good that you want to share with them that pertains to one of the goals that they've already mentioned, we actually welcome you to feel free to chime in as well. But we're going to move on to our next caller, and this individual has as their number 0554. So once again, you're live, and we're going to ask if you would identify yourself, and again, you have the floor.
Good morning. This is Rachel Daly calling from the South Florida chapter. How's everyone this morning?
Doing well. Thank you, Rachel. How are you?
I'm great. My goals as a transitioning into the construction field, of course, is to obtain my GC license. I'm taking the exam in February. I've already taken and passed the business and finance portion of the exam. Also, once I become licensed, one of my major goals is to create jobs within the community, specifically targeting minorities and transitioning veterans that are getting out of the service or transitioning to a new career field. Mm-hmm. As far as NABWIC is concerned, I want to be able to stay active and bring in new members, and not only new members for numbers, but quality members that can add value to the organization, because it is a great organization. One of the quotes that I live by is vision without execution is hallucination, and that's Albert Einstein. And I've lived by that quote for over 10 years now, ever since I was in education. And the reason why that quote means a lot to me is because we can have visions all day long, we can daydream all day long, but until we put action into place on how we're going to make that vision a reality, we're just basically hallucinating. And I used to tell my students the same thing when I was in the classroom. Another quote that I live by is credentials build credibility. And the reason why I say that is because it's a lot of ways to do a job. But once you become credentialed, that's why obtaining a license and having education behind me is very important to me, because it builds your confidence and it builds your credibility when you're up against your counterparts are people who've been in the industry longer than you. You know, you have that certain confidence that you can do the job. So credentials build credibility is another quote, and I don't know who it's by. I heard it one of my professors actually say it.
Mm-hmm.
The greatest opportunity thus far is there's a lot of buildings that are going up in my city. They're doing a lot of revitalization in my community. So there's plenty of opportunities for me. So just right now I'm going to community meetings, you know, making myself known, getting involved in my community. I've always been involved in the community, but when it comes to construction, it was a totally different size. So now I'm making it known that I'm in the construction industry and just putting myself out there. So that's all I have going on at this present time. Oh, spiritually, of course, God is the center of everything that I do. I and my kids, we are a Christian household, and I also practice that in the workplace. So as far as spirituality is concerned, just walking the daily walk and making sure I don't compromise my Christianity just to get a job.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I have.
Well, great. Well, thank you, Rachel, for sharing. We appreciate that. And congratulations on your achievement in the area of, the GC license and your studies there. And we wish you continued success there. And appreciate you sharing the quotes, too. I never really heard that one. Vision without execution is hallucination. I think that's what you said. That's great. And we've heard a lot of great quotes this morning. And one of the things that we'll do is I think this is really great. We can certainly compile. You'll have an opportunity, of course, when you go onto the website. You can listen to the show again and continue to glean nuggets. But I think also perhaps on our Facebook or social media, we'll put out some of these quotes. I think they're really, really great for others to be inspired by and to enjoy. So we've got about 5 minutes left in the show. We're going to hear a quick commercial, and that will give us anybody who has an opportunity for any last comments, whether it's a goal, whether it's an inspirational quote, or, again, maybe you want to talk about an opportunity or share something. We want you to do that. In fact, before I go, I do see one other hand raised. Let's give opportunity. And this individual has the last 4 digits of their number as 1316. And caller, you are live. Please identify yourself, and you have the floor.
Great morning, everyone. This is India Minutes calling from the South Florida area.
Good morning, India. Happy New Year.
Good morning, and Happy New Year to you as well. This morning, I'm so happy that we are able to share our goals and dreams and realize that we all have like minds, that we are reaching towards a higher mark, and we are continually improving ourselves and developing our professional presence, not only for NABWIC, but for our own, but for our community. Our community being predominantly Black or minority, and that definitely says a lot as we come together and unite on one accord for development. And so one of the things that, well, one goal that I would share before we go to commercial is for our NABWIC goals. As the National Chair of Membership, it sounds like we all have a membership goal in mind, and the goals that we have set as a committee is 100 new members, being that we chartered 3 new chapters with a minimum of 15 members, and each chapter will increase by a minimum of 5 members. And we can only do that by sharing the same momentum of each person growing and holding each other's hands to go higher and higher to reach towards a higher mark. And next would be for our volunteers, you know, for us to get 20 regular volunteers. They don't have to become financial members. You know, some people are able to afford some things and others are not. But most importantly, we're able to encourage them to continue to build themselves with a faithful, reliable, intuitive, and positive organization like NABWIC.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you all for allowing us to share, and over the next 6 months,